muy, muy contento, la verdad. O sea, es una experiencia increíble y espero que toda la ciudad lo disfrute.
I'll take your word for it. Now back in English, what's it like with all these fans cheering you on?
Oh, thank you for the fans, for the support, for all the year. This is a day for celebrate all the Swindon family, so hope...
Shut up!
Thank you, Simon Ferry.
So hope that today we will have a very good day all together.
Thank you very much, Dylan Gebelon. Let me bring in Rafa to be just often a translator, but let's do this one in English. Yeah. What's it like then?
Oh, it's brilliant. We're a bit sorry that the game went this way, but to see all this bunch like, singing with us, we've been working so hard all season. It's been 9 long months, and we got what we deserve, and they especially got what they deserve.
When you came down from the SPL last summer, I suppose this was the dream, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's just a lot more than what I was expecting. I didn't think the fans were so, they followed us everywhere this season. I just can't explain. It looks like a Premiership club, you know. We've got so many people travelling 3 hours today.
Don't be abusive, Aidan, but say what you want, but don't be abusive.
And it's been another great day.
Thank you very much indeed, Rafa De Vita, with his thoughts on Swindon Town's success today. Promoted to League One, we know that the Championship is still to be mathematically secured, but there could be some kind of party next weekend, Swindon Town versus Port Vale at the County Ground next Saturday afternoon. That's a home game, then away to Bradford, and then, well, I don't know how much time they will get off, and then, of course, it will be League One football for Swindon in 2012-2013, and every game and every goal will be live on BBC Wiltshire. Just waiting to catch a further word with Paul Callis, because I think, 5 or 10 minutes ago, you were anticipating racing down the tunnel, so disappointed was he with the 3-1 defeat that Swindon Town have suffered to Gillingham today. Having said that, he was dragged back out, the banners were unfurled to say, Empower League 2, we're going up. And the party is well and truly underway. I think we've got a full set. You've heard from every Swindon Town player who was involved today. Actually, I've just seen Nathan Thompson, still with the luminous high-vis vest on, which means you were an unused sub, but you played your part this season. What's it like as somebody who's grown up in Swindon?
Yeah, it's a great moment. I mean, it's very bittersweet with their defeat, but I mean, the boys are buzzing in the crowd. They've been fantastic all season, so yeah, it's a great...
And there's still a possibility that you and your brother could play for Swindon Town together at some stage.
That'd be nice, and that's legit. Hopefully, before the end of the season, I made my mum and dad very proud. So yeah, it's something that we've always wanted to do. And you saw Ollie and his brother do it last week. Yeah, it'd be great to do it as well.
Well done, Nathan. Thank you. Paul Callis, I'm going to talk to you again, because 5 minutes ago I thought we were heading off down the tunnel, disappointed at a defeat. It's suddenly changed.
Yeah, my mood's changed as well, to be honest. I didn't realise until the end of the game that obviously we went up. Disappointing, as I touched on earlier about our performance, but listen, it's a 46 league season, and we'll manage to get ourselves up.